The NIH Medical Research Scholars Program is a career-making opportunity for a medical student like Isha Chibolu. She's one of 50 students from across the country who have been selected to spend the next academic year doing research at one of the NIH's many institutes under the guidance of a seasoned mentor.
It's all about taking, you know, this idea you have and making it a reality. And I think that's very cool because sometimes you feel like, oh, I'm just a med student, you know, what can I really do? I don't really know anything. Still, after like college and after 4 years, you still feel like you don't know that much. But to be in this environment where they're like, your ideas matter.
And Chibolu has lots of ideas. She's interested in studying how social, behavioral, and economic factors affect health outcomes. And she's already started working on that here in Buffalo.
I had done UB Heals, where we worked on the streets and we went out and we provided just medicine and treatment and sometimes just, you know, a conversation to people on the streets. We met them out there where they were, which I really liked.
Chibolu has also done research on the treatment of pregnant and parenting women with opioid use disorder.
She expressed a genuine, clear interest in research to improve the care of vulnerable populations, particularly on care given in the emergency department setting. And she could express what she sort of wanted her research career in emergency medicine to look like, which is pretty mature for a third-year medical student.
Dr. Susan Lightman is academic director of the Medical Research Scholars Program at the NIH. She says this opportunity is often a pivotal one for students.
When the year is over, we have an exit interview with them, and the vast majority of our participants tell us that they've had a transformative research experience, that they learned a huge amount about scientific method and analysis and how to write scientifically.
The research program is aimed at preparing students like Chibolu for a career in academic medicine. That's a different path than that of a doctor who focuses solely on treating patients.
When you're in academic medicine, you're pushing the envelope. You see where the needs are, where people are suffering without adequate or sufficient remedies for that suffering.
And I think especially in medicine, people think like, oh, there's this algorithm for how I'm going to treat them. I'm going to give them this medication and they should get better. But that's not the case. The outcomes you have based on where these people are coming from are so different. You could give them the same treatment and you're just going to see a difference in how they react to it and how if they get better or not.
Chibolu is not the first student from UB's Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences to be selected for the program. Dr. Lightman says there's been at least one or two students from Buffalo every year for the past 6 years.
And they've been universally outstanding and hopefully comprise some of the future leaders in American medicine. And we hope, although I'm not quite sure, that they will return to upstate New York.
Chibolu, originally from Watertown, isn't sure about that yet either, but
I love upstate New York. I grew up here, and you know, when you're growing up, you always want to see what's out there. So I left to go to school in Long Island, and I really noticed the difference in that the community here is so much more supportive.
For now, Chibolu says she's excited to see where her career in medicine takes her, and she'll return to Buffalo next year for her final year of medical school. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.